Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Corle. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Another day, another airport. Another day, another breach. Another day and some more tips on how to stay safe. So if you caught the video last week, I was talking about how whitelisting was being bypassed using common sites. And as an example of that, I talked about the article where Facebook Messenger was being used to deliver malware over SVG. And one of the conversations afterwards was, well, what do you do about that, right? How do you add some defense in depth? So the tip to you is, if you take an attack, which we're going to do today, if you take an attack and break it down and look at the ways you can defend both prevention and detection, each tactic in the attack, you can then layer on defense in depth, right? True defense in depth across an actual attack. So here's what the attack looks like. You've got a Facebook message that comes in. And that Facebook message has an SVG file. That SVG file, remember, is XML. So it will try to deliver JavaScript. And that JavaScript will download, especially in Chrome, will download a Chrome extension, which will allow the attacker now to manipulate some of the things within your browser. So SVG to Chrome extension. That Chrome extension will pop up a video. And that video will make it look like, hey, to view this video, which looks like YouTube, incidentally. To view this video, you should go ahead and install a codec. So you install the codec. So now you got SVG, web extension, codec. That codec is actually not a codec, as you might imagine. It's a piece of malware. The malware installs in your box. And now it starts executing whatever malicious payload it's intended to do. Some cases this was ransomware. Some cases this was something else. So let's step through this. You got whitelisting for your websites, right? That's still a valid control, although it'll only stop sites that aren't on the waitlist, so this one will bypass it. Step two is preventing the SVGs from executing. Maybe you want to do this. Maybe you don't. Depends on your tolerance for breaking things. But some users were setting SVGs to open in things like Notepad or be ignored in Windows. Or be blocked in the proxy. All three of those things will work. All three of those things will degrade the user performance. So it's up to you whether or not you want to do those things. So prevention for the SVG is preventing the SVG from downloading. All right, now, that extension. Within Chrome, you can actually do a very limited version of whitelisting on extensions. You can say, hey, only download and install extensions in the Google Store. And we know Google does a certain level of security screening for those extensions. So therefore, by only allowing them to install what's in the store, you can prevent this particular extension from installing. It's basically whitelisting for extensions. All right? Next step. Remember, it's going to try and trick a user into installing a codec. You can do user awareness training. Hey, don't install codecs. You can do limited user. Hey, prevent software from installing. You can do things that will do application whitelisting. So now we got URL whitelisting, Chrome extension whitelisting, application whitelisting. All right, all those things will stop that extension from actually installing. Not to mention, we still have detector controls across this entire chain. Two people I know caught and stopped this before the news came out. One of them did it with Carbon Black because they noticed that it was doing something suspicious and they stopped it that way. Another person was using Symantec ATP and they detonated it remotely before it was installed and noticed that it was doing something kind of fishy. So you also have the ability to do detector controls along that chain. So start to finish, you lay out every one of these tactics, right? Web, Chrome extension, the SVG, Chrome extension, codec, then the ransomware. And you apply detector and preventive controls along those chains, knowing that any one of them can fail, and knowing that by having defense in depth, you have a good way of preventing it. What'd I miss? Hit me up. Comments. Social media. I've got a plane to catch. Have a good one.